Now think about this, because the people who promote this are the radical left, right?
Yeah.
Global warming and all this climate change or whatnot. And the radical left, they always have a double standard when it comes to these things.
Amen.
Think about this, okay? Because they say global warming is a product of us not taking care of our environment, and therefore the environment will change one day, okay? They say the environment will change. But isn't it interesting that the Bible actually says this in 2 Peter chapter 3, referring to the scoffers of the last days? What do they say? Well, all things continue as they were, from the beginning of the creation.
Right?
And that's what they'll say. When you bring up the second coming of Christ, biblical prophecy, and the fact that God's going to destroy the world, what do? They mock at it.
Yeah.
Where is the promise of us coming? For all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And what are they mocking? The worldwide cataclysmic flood that God brought as judgment back in Genesis chapter 6. So their response to that, because they're willingly ignorant of that. They know it took place, but they're willingly ignorant of it.
Right, yeah.
Their response to it is, well, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. So here's my response. Then don't worry about global warming then. Because all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Oh, no. Well, when it comes to that, though, now you're messing with my money. Yeah, at that point, yeah, things will change, you know. So it's a doctrine of convenience, is it not?
Yep.
And look, they don't believe in global warming. Obviously, we understand that they're doing it. There's a financial motive behind it.
Amen.
But we understand that all things will continue as they were from the beginning of the creation, not excluding the fact that Jesus Christ is going to come back. And look, even through the Great Tribulation, through the wrath of God, through the thousand-year reign of Christ, all the way even up until the new heaven and the new earth, seed time and harvest shall not cease.
Amen.
Summer and winter shall not cease. Day and night shall not cease. It will continue on forever and ever because of the fact that the earth will abide forever.
Amen.
Now, shall it pass away? Yes. Shall it be transfigured and changed? Yes. Shall it be glorified? Yes, we know that according to Revelation chapter 22. But what we do know is this, is that these things will never change.